Welcome to the Brain Tumor Podcast with Dr. David Walker. The aim of this podcast is to educate and inform. The information in this podcast is general in nature and is not a substitute for medical advice from your own doctors.
In this episode, I want to talk about epidemiology, and that is largely who gets brain tumors and why do they get them. I'm going to cover the incidence or how common brain tumors are, talk a bit about people that are affected by brain tumors and the age, sex, and ethnic differences, the impact brain tumors have on society, and touch on what are the risk factors or what causes brain tumors or what we know about that. So how common are brain tumors? Well, they are uncommon, but in fact, there's nowhere near as say common as prostate cancer, breast cancer, melanoma, etc. But in Australia, in 2018, if we're talking about brain cancer, that is primary brain cancer, the tumours that grow in the brain itself and are malignant, 1,854 cases were diagnosed in Australia. And that is accounted for by just over 1,000 males and 756 females. In 2022, it's estimated, therefore, that 1,917 cases, new cases of brain cancer, will be diagnosed in Australia. And that is 1,100 males and 740-odd females. And I'm just actually getting these figures from the Cancer Australia website. Now, I'll just point out that these are brain cancer statistics. They don't relate to secondary brain tumours or benign brain tumours, such as meningiomas, etc. But it gives you an idea how, compared to other cancers, how relatively uncommon brain cancer is. In 2022, the website goes on to say that it's estimated that your lifetime risk, or up to the age of 85 at least, of getting a brain cancer is about 0.63%. So that is 0.77% for males and 0.49% for females. So it's actually very uncommon, but it's still a devastating disease. If we're talking about the incidence rate, so that in terms of population, in 2018, it was estimated that the age standardized incidence rate, which means how many cases per number of population, and the standard way of describing this in epidemiology is per 100,000 persons. So in 2018, 6.7 cases. So about 7 people in that 100,000 were diagnosed with brain cancer, and that's 8 males and 5 females. So if you're taking 8 out of 100,000 males and 5 out of 100,000 females. And that's about the same incidence that's estimated for 2022. In fact, a little bit lower, but more or less the same. Brain cancer increases with age. It can happen at any age, and I'll talk about that in a second, but the main risk factor is increasing age, and the highest incidence, in fact, is people in their 80s. But because they happen at any age, they are devastating, they have an increasing impact. And I'll talk about that in a second. Deaths from brain cancer. Well, in 2020, there were 1,455 deaths from brain cancer. And that's accounted for by 861 males, 594 females. So it's estimated that over 1,500 deaths in Australia this year, 2022, will be caused by brain cancer. That's certainly a lot less than lung cancer, colorectal cancer, prostate cancer, pancreatic cancer, etc. But the death rate is higher than the incidence rate relative to those other cancers because brain cancer is actually more deadly than a lot of those other cancers I mentioned. So survival in 2014 to 18, brain cancer basically only a 23% chance of surviving 5 years. Now that includes all grades of brain cancer, so the lower grade ones as well as the higher grade ones. So it's a pretty devastating disease, as you can tell from those statistics. So overall, an uncommon tumour compared to other cancers. In those statistics, the commonest cancer is prostate cancer, second commonest breast cancer. So brain cancer is right down, but it's a deadly disease and has an increased risk of causing death. So that's the sort of overall incidence. Let's talk about some other factors of epidemiology. What are the different types of brain cancers and what are brain tumours and what is most common? Well, in fact, the most common brain tumour is a metastatic brain tumour, and that is spread from other cancers, lung, melanoma, breast, etc. So they're the most common brain tumours, in fact. And in terms of other types of common brain tumours, meningiomas, being the commonest benign brain tumour, has about the same incidence as a malignant brain cancer. It's hard to actually tell that because we do about the same amount of operations for a meningioma compared to a malignant glioma or malignant brain cancer. But many meningiomas don't need treatment. They are picked up incidentally and just followed. So it's probably more common than a brain cancer that is a meningioma. But in terms of treatment, meningiomas are treated about the same at the same rate as a brain cancer, primary brain cancer. Who gets them? Well, brain tumors can occur at any age. And I've seen them in infants that are only a few months old, and I've certainly seen them in patients in their 80s and 90s. Different brain tumours occur at different ages. The most common brain tumours we talked about, that is the metastatic ones and the primary brain cancers, do occur in older adults, and the incidence increases with age. But young people, children, get different types of brain cancers. For instance, in a young child, the common brain tumours are benign astrocytomas or pilocytic astrocytomas, and the commonest malignant brain tumour is a thing called medulloblastoma. Now, those are rare in adults. They do occur, but they're rare. As a child gets a bit older, different types of brain tumours can occur. In kids in their around five, a devastating cancer would be a brainstem glioma. In older kids, as I said, medulloblastoma and pilocytic astrocytomas and other types of gliomas can occur. But as you get older, you get into the adult types of brain tumours, and they are those aforementioned meningiomas, gliomas, etc. In terms of gender, well, there is a difference. Males get more brain cancers than females, and females get more meningiomas than males. So there are differences. The brains of men and women, males and females, however you want to define them, are different, and therefore their brain tumour incidence is different. It doesn't matter what pronoun you use, unfortunately. If you are born a male, and you have an increased risk of brain cancer compared to females, and if you are born a female, and particularly if you have female hormones going around in your body, you have an increased incidence of meningiomas. We don't really know why males get brain cancers more than females, but we know that it occurs. In females with more meningiomas, we believe, and there's certainly evidence to support this, that hormonal differences explain that difference in incidence and presentation of meningiomas compared to males. In terms of ethnicity, there is a slight preponderance, it seems, that in Caucasians, brain cancers are more common than other ethnic groups, but those differences are fairly subtle and mild, and it doesn't really explain why brain cancers occur. There are slight differences in sex and ethnicity, but certainly in age, primary brain cancers increase with age. But because brain cancers are particularly devastating, because they affect the person's functioning in society, their ability to work, their social impact, their economic impact is far outstrips the actual overall incidence. Now, let me compare this, a person with, let's say, prostate cancer, often diagnosed in elderly men, it doesn't affect their ability to work, it doesn't affect their cognition, and because they often live with the prostate cancer for many years, the impact of prostate cancer socially and economically is much less than a person with a brain cancer of the same age, say in their 50s or 60s, who may be continuing to work. It affects often their cognitive ability, their work ability, ability to do their work. And so the impact on that person's social and economic status is much greater. And if that's a important breadwinner in the family, whether it be the male or female, then you can imagine that the impact on other people in the family can be very devastating, and we often see that, and it is. Now, let's talk a bit about what causes brain tumours. Well, it's clear that because brain cancers or brain tumours are different in different ages, there's often must be different factors that are at play. Brain tumours in children are very likely to have some genetic input, but we actually don't understand in most cases what those genetic inputs are. There are rare syndromes that lead to an increased incidence of brain tumours, both in children and, in fact, in adults. They are the exception rather than the rule. You know, it makes sense that a tumour that occurs in a young child has something to do with their genetic makeup, because they haven't been around long enough for the external or environmental factors to have an impact. In adults, most cases, we just don't understand what the cause is. Because they occur as people get older, intuitively, we have to understand that there's some accumulative environmental impacts that have led to the development of brain cancers or other brain tumours in some people, but we really don't know what those factors are. In rare cases, as I mentioned before, there are genetic impacts, and so there is increased incidence in family members of certain types of brain tumours if one of their siblings or relatives, and particularly if more than one relative, has had a certain type of brain tumour, but that's actually rare. And even rarer still are the well-known or well-described genetic syndromes that can lead to brain tumours. But one common, or one well-known one, well-described one, is a neurofibromatosis. Another one is a condition called Li-Fraumeni syndrome. But these are uncommon, Li-Fraumeni being actually rare. And most of the time, there is no genetic impact or known genetic impact in adult brain tumours. One thing that often comes up is there something that simply explains the incidence of a brain cancer or brain tumour in adults, and that is mobile phone use or other radiation? Well, sometimes radiation is a factor. A well-known and well-described type of problem is that if a person has been treated as a child for leukemia and they have radiation to their brain and spine, well, those people, whilst they're cured of their leukemia, unfortunately do have an increased incidence of brain tumours, particularly meningiomas, in adulthood, usually young adulthood. Those tumours actually can be very difficult to treat. But in terms of background radiation and mobile phone use, there is no convincing data, that is, no convincing data that mobile phone use particularly has an impact on brain cancers. There are some studies, I admit, that show a slightly increased incidence, but those studies are actually not very convincing, and they mostly rely on historic evidence, that is, case control studies. So the evidence that mobile phone usage causes or is a major factor for the development of brain tumours is very weak, if not non-existent. Overall, what causes brain tumours is at this stage unknown in the vast majority of cases. So I've talked about how common brain tumours are, the overall incidence, and whether or not it's changing, and I don't believe it is, because most of the increased incidence over decades is related to increased diagnosis rather than likely to be increased incidence of the cancers or tumours themselves. I've talked about who gets them, age and sex differences, etc., and I've talked about the impact on brain tumours on society. And what are the risk factors for brain tumours. So I hope that's been useful. If you have any feedback, let me know.
Thanks for listening to the Brain Tumour Podcast with Dr. David Walker. Stay tuned for more episodes and don't forget to subscribe on your favourite podcast platform. The information in this podcast is general in nature and is not a substitute for the medical advice you get from your own doctors. Dr. David Walker is not able to provide specific information or advice related to your condition or any individual's condition in this podcast. But if you do have suggestions or feedback, send David an email to professordavidwalker@brisbrain.com.au.